One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah. So, here we are. It's Baldwin McCullough, another fabulous Saturday.
Why are you pointing
night
at your ear?
Because my headsets.
The music's not supposed to be in your ear set. Well, were you hearing the music?
No, Kevin. It wasn't the music. You adjusted my microphone before we began.
Your ear set's too hot?
I'm half deaf, and it was too loud.
Wow.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Pansy. Yeah, he's waving at me. I'm old man, can't hear.
Well, you have to understand, I've tried to explain this to you. I now wake up in cold sweats to these nightmares I have about you.
Afraid that you're not hearing something you're supposed to hear?
Yeah, just so now when I hear like an overly audible version of you in my eardrum, it just scares
the living life
sends
out
me
of
into
you
a panic.
Well, speaking of panic, so this week you owe me an official apology for this. Number one, you stood up a client meeting, and that was bad. I had to mea culpa, because we have this meeting. It's on his calendar for what, 2 weeks? You forget your daughter's having surgery the same day.
I could bust you right
How
now.
How could you not remember?
No, I could bust you right now.
But anyway.
As a matter of fact, you owe me an apology.
For?
Because you told me that the meeting was on the schedule for weeks and weeks, but you never told me.
I said 9 to noon.
No, you never did.
9 to noon.
Never did.
9
Send
to noon.
Send me that email or copy me on that text. I'll bet you.
I'll find the text.
$1.
I keep all the texts I send
one
to you. Just for this purpose.
American.
One,
red hot
one
dollar.
Dollar, which isn't worth nearly as much as it was last week, thanks to Obama. Sorry,
we're not going there.
No, we're not.
This
so
is the,
so
this
anyway,
is the new, improved, kinder, gentler Baldwin McCullough. Remember?
So we have this big meeting now. There's this really cool agency that is starting. They're kind of doing for radio agency work what Extreme Media did for the world of broadcasting.
Sure.
They're bringing back entrepreneurialism.
Yeah.
And it's like these really cool people that came from these other backgrounds.
Because we believe you did too build that.
That's right. And you can go to idid2buildthat.com and load up on goodies.
The swag.
So anyway, I'm already late to the meeting because there was this wreck on the GWB, and I'm trying to get to the, you got to get to 54, you know, the Hilton on 54th?
Yeah.
The big Hilton, everybody stays at that Hilton, on 54th and
in
6th.
In New York
is
City, Kevin.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Heart of New York.
There's people across the country listening to
correct
it right now. Right.
Correct. So I'm in the GWB, which is the bridge, and I get in and...
Which is the George Washington Bridge.
Correct.
Right. Okay, you hip city slicker. Go ahead.
And I turn onto 56th Street.
Right.
Trying to cut across.
Which is eastbound, because the even numbers go east.
Correct.
Well,
most of them do. When
right
you get down in the village, it gets weird.
Yeah, right. Well, the village is weird, but go ahead.
So I get stuck behind these slow-moving buses and trucks that are all
sure
employed by the city.
Right.
And I'm humming along. I've got our local station, AM 970, The Answer on. I'm listening to what's going on in the world. I think Curtis Sliwa was on. And I'm like getting closer and closer to the meeting, and I'm thinking, okay, Steven's already told me he's going to be late. This is what I'm going to say to the guys is so that they don't have their feelings hurt that, you know, the celebrity stood them up. And my phone goes zzz, 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 down in the bottom of the what's that thing in the middle between the seats? The little tray area there.
Just let's call it a cup holder.
A cup holder. That works.
To me, it's all cup holders.
I forgot it was a cup holder.
Only the
bottom. Is that why it's round, like the size of the bottom of a cup?
And when you're in my car, it has like that kind of little slight film of spilled coffee in it.
not slight film. It's now turned into a layer
sludge.
Of sludge thickness that actually magnetizes things to it. So when you drop like a penny into it immediately like...
And it has a special...
And becomes frozen.
It has a special adhesive quality.
Yes.
Because it's a mixture of
which I
of
I now understand you're selling...
Dunkin' Donuts and the homebrew all rolled into one.
I now understand you're selling this to home improvement stores across the country.
Sure.
The Baldwin sludge.
You know, we do what we can.
So anyway, the phone goes off. Zzz, zzz, zzz. I look down and Stevie B. And he's saying, hey, bro, going to be later than I thought. And... As I'm looking at the reading the text, holding my little iPhone in my hand, evidently I pass one of New York's finest on the street corner.
Ah, yes.
Now, this is how bad the traffic was. I go a half block from where I passed the cop, never seeing him while holding my phone.
Uh-huh.
He walks up to my window.
A city block.
It was a beat cop. He was on his ever-loving twosome.
Yeah,
he was sitting there just walking down the street. He walks up. I'm like, what does this guy want? I roll down the window. He goes, excuse me, sir. You know you're on your phone? I said, yes, sir. I just got a text from my business. He said, pull over. Pull over. And stopped traffic. Can I help you? He goes, yeah, you can't be on your phone in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you see that empty spot up there in front of the fire hydrant? Pull in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull in front of it. And he gives me a ticket for holding my handset, checking your text message, telling me you're going to be late.
Now, Kevin, let me just immediately interject here.
Now, this reminds me of...
On the scenario that you're trying to present here.
This reminds me of something.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you...
We used to own a company car, and someone would get tickets in the city regularly, but not pay them because they would come to my house...
Well, not regularly.
It was like 36 in 1 year.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But I love this because what you're saying is you're driving.
Yes.
And you get a text message
from you.
And then you, in your own free will, choose to make the decision to break the law. You broke the law.
Yeah, I guess.
And now
you're
trying to pin it on me.
Of course.
Of course.
Because every time I interact with you in traffic in any way, it costs me money.
Well, let that be a ticket.
Let that be a We get a ticket that I end up paying.
Sir Kevin, what most people would say now is if last year you got 36 parking tickets sent to your house when I was driving the
smart car, yes.
And now, you know, if you haven't learned just from that, then it's on you.
Bro. Well, that's pretty... Fool me once.
Yeah.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Fool me 36 times.
Shame
on me a lot.
The galaxy. No, but I... Listen, you were...
So then... Now, that's not even the best part of the story.
Uh-oh.
So then...
Oh, no.
While I'm sitting there, the cop takes all my license and
better part.
Registration and insurance information and disappears. He walks away to somewhere that I don't know where he goes.
Well, that's because, like, right now you're a chicken fried steak.
And I'm looking in the mirror.
He's a beat cop.
And I'm looking in this mirror.
And he's
going to
write you up for, like, a $300 cell phone thing.
And I'm like, looking in all the mirrors. I can't find him anywhere. And so Steven texts me again. And what did I say? Something like... I'm mad at you right now. You got me in trouble. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, I'm texting and I'm like trying not to let anybody see me because I am officially parked now. But the last thing I want is the guy to walk back up and see me sending another text message.
You know what? I'm a bad influence.
So I go, Steven, when I looked at your text, a cop pulled me over. And this was Steven's response. That's hilarious. I don't know if it was hilarious, but...
Well, it's just...
It gave somebody a laugh that day.
It gave me a visual. Just you there, slumped over the wheel.
Shaking my head back and forth, steam coming out of the ears.
Just pounding your forehead at the top of the steering wheel going, Baldwin. Baldwin.
No, I'm going... It's a really good thing Elias having that surgery right now.
Guess you're going to need one, Steven, by the time I get done with you.
Hey, it's Baldwin McCullough. We're live. We're thankful that you're here from New York. When we continue, well, some more from our week and some of the fun stuff we've got going on. It's always fun on Saturday nights hanging out with us. Baldwin McCullough Live online, baldwinmccullough.com. We'll be right back. Kevin McCullough, CEO of Extreme Media, a media company that brings you this broadcast. Do you use PayPal for your home-based business? Do you take credit card orders online and use their services to help further your goals? Are you in favor of the fact that they help process credit card transactions from pornographic magazines and Planned Parenthood? Are there other things that you're concerned about, like the safety of our citizens and not giving monies back to, for instance, activist Muslim organizations? PayPal does not distinguish between honorable and dishonorable businesses. And every time you pay them, you're 2.4 vendor percent, you're helping further the goals of Planned Parenthood, pornographic magazines, and activism causes you may not believe in. Fortunately, there's a better way. We call it cleancreditbiz.com. Cleancreditbiz.com. If you wish to keep your credit card processing free of any dishonorable associations like pornographic magazines, Planned Parenthood, or activism causes you disagree with, cleancreditbiz.com or 888-340-3373
and press 2.
Cleancreditbiz.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, he's Kevin McCullough. And welcome back.
That's Tony Bennett.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Winter Wonderland.
See, this is...
He was on at the tree lighting this week again.
I was there.
You didn't invite us?
No.
That's pretty scuzzy.
It was very last... You can't be talking about the tree lighting and use the word scuzzy, Kevin, okay? But I went to the tree lighting very last minute. My dear friend Matt Rich invited Haley and I. Eli was not available. And we went down, but I love this time of the year working with you because most of the year, like three quarters of the time during the year, you're Kevin the kooky psycho pundit.
Whatever that
And then
means.
Christmas rolls around, and you're like Scrooge when he woke up that morning and everything changed. You become very nice and Christmassy.
I don't even know how to take this anymore. It's like...
Warm and
You're
fuzzy.
Trying to be complimentary, but it's really an insult.
And I love around Christmas, I come through the door of the studio and you're like, Tiny Tim! Oh, I love you, Tiny Tim!
Well, you were the Tiny Tim of the Baldwin Brothers.
That's true.
Sure.
I know. I'm trying.
Complete with gimpy leg and everything.
Easy. Easy.
Yeah, let's just say we know who was always at the bottom of the pile-on pile.
Well, you also know I was the youngest of six. People make the joke, I'm the shortest.
You're the runt.
It's because by the
time... If you guys had been puppies, you would have been the last one adopted.
By the time the tuna fish casserole made it down to little Stevie B, there was like, you know, a morsel left.
Mom, there's no pork chop left on the plate.
And a cracker. Which is the perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about.
Absolutely. Well, you talked about Christmas and what a special time of year it is. And every year we've always done something... out of the box. Very special. And this year is no less than that. And that's one of the reasons why our good friend Gary Van Dyke of Food for Orphans is with us. Hello, Gary.
How you doing, guys?
Great, Gary. Good to have you, brother.
You sound chipper for someone who didn't have to go through any of the things we just described in the last segment that we went through.
I could relate, believe me.
Well, we're glad you're here. So, Stephen, Gary... we've been airing some commercials for a few weeks now. We have been talking about the fact that every night there are 60 million children that go to bed who don't have a mother and a father that are going to bed hungry. These are orphans. And Gary, tell us a little bit about the larger picture of how many orphans, because your organization, Food for Orphans, kind of knows a little bit about this stuff.
Well, there's 163 million orphans around the world. That means there's 163 million kids who have lost either one or both of their parents or, tragically, have been abandoned by their parents and have to fend for themselves and feed themselves. Food for Orphans is feeding children in 16 different countries around the world, and we're doing it because every 90 seconds an orphan starves to death. Well, I don't mean that they just die of a disease. I mean, every minute and a half, another child goes to sleep and dies because they don't have any more food and they haven't eaten in probably 3 or 4 days. Mm. So there's no need for this. We have refrigerators full of food. We can share it. And it's that simple, guys.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons that we're doing this special broadcast is because we care about those kids, and Gary does too, his organization, Food for Orphans, another organization that has partnered with us, King's Ransom, and, of course, our good friend Danny Johnson, who will be with us in studio next week on this broadcast. She cares very much as well. But, friends, we're going to ask you to play a role in this tonight. If you go to the website dogood.com. Now, that's Stephen's and my portal for everything that we want to see done good in this world. DoGood.com is where you can go, and if you just give online, you just click right there on the homepage. But Feed a Child This Christmas, that's the theme of what we want to do here. But, Stephen, you've traveled with Gary, and you've seen some orphans up front. Plus, you have this family that loves the holidays. How are you squaring the holidays and what these children are relating to is in the Baldwin household this year?
Well, it's very interesting that you said that, because I have two daughters, Ali and Haley, 19 and 16. And it's just so interesting. You know, I love Gary is great, and I love working with Gary just because Gary doesn't pull any punches about the work he's doing. You know, Food for Orphans is a very effective organization because it doesn't sugarcoat the truth. It doesn't make its message nicey nice to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. It's just going to say that it's just in the testimonial of the work that Gary does, he just lays it out for people. Just very honestly. And then you bring in another one of our partners like Danny Johnson and King Ransom. And I mean, you'd have been proud of me, Kevin.
I'm always proud of you.
I'm sitting there. Oh, I'll leave.
Except when I get the text that makes me get a ticket. But that's beside the point.
But I'm sitting there with Elia yesterday, and we're talking about needing to go out and get some Christmas decorations and making our list of what we're going to do and the prioritization of Christmas. I turn around, and I just said, darling, if you don't hear me out about this Christmas and not what I'm hoping you'll do, but what I'm putting my foot down about what you're going to do. I said, and if you don't hear me out on this, I will give Danny Johnson your cell phone number. I said, and you don't want that. I said, trust me. But I said to her, you know, as far as gift giving and all that, I said, sweetie, give the gift of Food for Orphans.
Yeah.
I said, you know, if you're going to get your friend something over here, I said, go.
Stuff they don't need.
I said, go make a $10, $20, $30 donation to Food for Orphans on behalf of your friend. What better way to be a blessing in the true spirit of what all that is?
Right.
You know, so I just literally, I'm not exaggerating, was having that conversation with Elia yesterday, and I am going to absolutely, Keenan and I, my wife, we're going to absolutely be a part this year of blessing people through Food for Orphans for this Christmas season.
And the way you do that is you go to DoGood.com, DoGood.com. $92 will feed one child, not only this Christmas holiday. Think about this. When you have all of your family around the table and the table's full of food and you see the steam coming off the potatoes and everything smells so warm and fulfilling. Friends, these 60 million children that Gary and I were just talking about, they won't have anything unless we feed them. So feed them this Christmas, but then feed them for the entire year to come. $92 will do that, Christmas to Christmas. Let's do that right now. 1-800-503-1948 is the number. 1-800-503-1948. Or make a gift online to DoGood.com. But feed a child and give the gift of life this Christmas. DoGood.com, 800-503-1948. This is Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order.
Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. In the last couple of weeks, you've noticed we broke out the Christmas records. We like them.
Into the recording studio, and Kevin's got his top hat on and his scarf around his neck, and he's gift-giving.
I don't know if I would go that far, but we are in the spirit to do good tonight.
Amen.
Hence why we're asking you to visit our website, dogood.com. It's easy to remember. That's why we named it that. Dogood.com. Dogood.com. Because what we are hoping, friend, and this is very simple. Everyone listening to us tonight, if you're in Reno, Nevada, listening to KKFT, if you're listening to us at KCBQ in San Diego, if you're listening to us on WTBN in Tampa Bay, if you're listening to us on AM 970 The Answer in New York, if you're listening to us up and down the radio dial, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Cape 1500, KFNX in Phoenix, friends, wherever you're at, if you fed one child for this coming year, we could feed thousands, tens of thousands of children just tonight for the year to come.
Amen.
$92, that's 25 cents a meal to feed a child for an entire year. And every year, Stephen and I like to use the platform that we have. You come here every Saturday night. We make you laugh. You know, most of the time we don't intend to. You end up laughing anyway. Stephen wants to try to get me to laugh. I don't laugh. He laughs like Huckleberry Hound. We bill it as the Saturday Night Funny, but it's, friends, this isn't funny. This part is not funny.
Correct.
And Stephen and I, we may be, you know, goofy the rest of the time, but when it comes to feeding kids, this is serious business to us. So I'm asking you, can you get creative and form a $92 gift out of something? If you give up one Starbucks a week for, you know, the next 3 months or whatever it is that gets you to $92, would you commit to a $92 gift, one-time gift of $92, and feed a child for the coming year? Because they need it. Because 60 million will die. I mean, 60 million will go to bed hungry tonight. Every 90 seconds, another orphan who has not been fed will perish. Meaning tonight, over the 2 hours that we're on the air with you, there will be 80 children that will have died unnecessarily. Gary Van Dyke, Food for Orphans, I say unnecessarily. Is that the truth? Is there enough food to feed these kids? And if there is, what is the problem in not getting it to them?
Well, of course there's enough food in the world to feed all of these children. As a matter of fact, let me just give you just a quick rundown. The logistical problem is the biggest part, because there's droughts and famines going on all over the world. But there's parts of the world where food is being raised, and we could ship it if we could come up with the logistics. But just here in the United States, it's an unfortunate fact that we throw away about $100 billion worth of food every year. That's 40% of all the food raised here in the United States. We actually throw it away. It gets trampled on the farm. It gets left on the ground in the farm. It gets knocked off the truck. It falls off the box. It gets squeezed at the grocery store.
Sure.
We cook it, don't eat it. And if we were just to cut back about 15% of the food we waste and then use that money instead of buying that food, use it to feed orphans, guys, we could feed every orphan every single day around the world without spending any more extra money at all. So there is enough food, and we have enough money here in the United States. Most of us have enough money. Listen, we're only talking about 25 cents a day, a quarter a day. Could we not find a quarter to save one life?
Mm-hmm. It's so simple. 25 cents gets them chicken, beans, rice, vitamins, special vitamins to help them heal, not just be fed. We'll tell you more about that.
That's one world
recipe that the Food for Orphans and the coalition at DoGood.com have come up with to help feed these kids. But they're healing these children of the effects of malnutrition, not just feeding them. But friends, it won't happen without you. And that's why once a year, Stephen and I come to you and say, please, please, please join us in doing good. DoGood.com. DOGOOD.com, DoGood.com, and be as generous as you can. Can you feed one kid, two kids, 10 kids? Please go and do that now. If you want to call your gift, it's 800-503-1948. 800-503-1948, or online at DoGood.com. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Gary Van Dyke is our very special guest on this Saturday. We hope that you will help us do good for the kids who will die if we don't. DoGood.com. Go right now. What does that sound mean to you?
A fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
A fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You may know me from talk radio or from my stints on Fox News, but today I want to let you in on a secret. How much was your last energy bill? I asked my lovely bride not long ago. We're paying $300 a month for our electric and natural gas, and we're on the budget program. See, at the end of the year, we got another bill for another $600 for our use of energy resources. If that's too much for you, and it was for me, then do what I did. Call my friend Stuart Lynn. Stuart can help you save 20 to 40% off your energy supplies. And beyond that, he's helped some people get their energy for free. That's right. No cost to you whatsoever. And still others, he's figured out ways to help them make money off of using their electricity and natural gas. Want more information? Call Stu. 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821. Online at stulin.com or call 877-532-1821. That's 877-532-1821. 877-532-1821.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
Yes, he is.
He is Kevin McCullough.
Yes, I am.
And we're just about the most fabulous...
And I hate Western Union. Oh, I'm sorry. I have some sort of schizophrenic thing inside of me now that's...
Good for you.
It's just going to... It's like money-sending Tourette's
Kevin,
syndrome.
I want your New Year's resolution to be to forgive Western Union.
And I want your New Year's resolution to be to not ask me to wire you money anymore.
Well, I don't know if I can stick to that one, buddy.
Well, okay, well, then I'm going to have to probably tangle with Western Union again.
We'll figure it out.
And but, you just know Western Union. You got your hands.
I was just about to say, I think that Baldwin McCullough Live, I think this radio program is just about the most fabulous 2 hours anybody can have on a Saturday night.
I would agree with that, actually.
On an intergalactic basis, because I think there's Martians picking up this signal.
Yeah, they're called Perez
Hilton. And laughing their skinny little Martian fannies off.
Well, I don't know about skinny, but yeah.
Yeah, every time you see a Martian, they're skinny.
You notice you never see a Martian and Perez Hilton in the same place at the same time.
Wow.
Just drawing that observation.
You think he's their leader?
One for the other? I don't know.
I'll bet you.
888-340-3373. Most of the people in our demo are going,
here's Perez Hilton.
Exactly.
And I thought she was a girl.
Exactly.
We've asked you, what is the number one news story that bothered you this year? Was it the Trayvon Martin story where this guy Zimmerman gets his head all but bashed in, and he's made to be the bad guy because he wanted to protect his neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the fact that the help that came after Hurricane Sandy was pathetic in Staten Island and Queens and so forth?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Governor Christie giving the big O, the big hug, when he came to New Jersey? So there are a lot of people who were upset about that. I can't believe Chris Christie would give Obama a hug.
It was weird.
Whatever. He's the governor of the state. He's supposed to be helping his people. I cut him slack on it. But, you know, maybe it bothered you. What bothered you the most in 2012? And did you have an instance at some point in 2012 that you were truly inspired? And if so, what caused you to be inspired? What was the incident that occurred from? Let's go to line one. Marcy has dialed us up from Michigan. Marcy, I'm assuming that you're listening to AM 1260, The Pledge.
Patriot Radio.
Okay, very good. Cool.
At 96.3.
There you go. That's okay. We got it. So what story bothered you this year?
I was totally appalled by the presidential election and what I felt was fraudulent voting.
That's
the way the election was conducted.
Sure, that's a real good one, Marcy. Steve Baldwin talking to you here. And what is it about the potential in your mind fraudulent aspect of it? What do you mean by that?
Well, the military votes that weren't counted.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't get them in time, like they didn't know when the election was going to be.
Right.
The military votes that went over the edge of the boat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's ridiculous that they couldn't safely get the military's vote in a prudent way so that they would count.
Hmm. So that's what kind of rubbed you the wrong way in 2012. Was there anything positive? Did you think anything was good?
You know, I can't think of anything positive about 2012. And when I see it go bye-bye, I'm going to be very happy.
Well, Marcy, I think there's a lot of people that are going to be saying, "Oh, I hope 2013 is a lot better." But what about in your personal life or in your own community or in your own family? Was there anything that inspired you this year?
Oh, yes. My granddaughter has cleft lip and cleft palate, and she had to have a bone graft done. She's 8 years old, and she went through that surgery like a trooper. She was so strong and so positive about the whole thing, and I know it hurt so bad, and yet she was just phenomenal.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah. Well,
that's wonderful.
Good on your granddaughter, Marcy. Hey, thanks for listening and telling all your friends about Baldwin McCullough on Saturday nights.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marcy.
We love it when people say they love the show.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
And she was calling from Michigan.
Yeah, listening to The Pledge, Patriot Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1260. They're near Grand Rapids, Zeeland area. Love those guys.
Well, what about for you, Kevo? Did you?
Well, obviously, I mean, the number one story of the year was probably the election in terms of what occupied the media time the most and sucked the most oxygen out of the air. But there was the story that probably did bother me the most in 2012 was probably the way NBC got away with literal murder in editing that audio tape to make George Zimmerman appear as though he had said something that he didn't say in the shooting of Trayvon Martin and that whole incident.
Now specify that for me.
Early on in the investigation, there was a tape that they played on the air over and over and over again
audio.
Yes, and what they did is it was the 911 call,
mm-hmm.
but they edited out some things that Zimmerman had actually said in between two of the things that they left in. And in doing so, it makes Zimmerman appear to say something, and I can't remember the specifics, but it was pretty heinous when you went back and you understood that they had left out this real piece of exculpatory information. And nothing happened to NBC. And hardly any of the other media criticized them.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, they're playing around with this guy's life, literally. I mean, it got to the point where Zimmerman's family was afraid for their own existence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that trial is still underway. And I just thought the whole way that NBC was able to treat that with such lack of transparency and honesty in terms of their reporting, that was the thing that probably bothered me.
Wow.
The story that
And you're a stickler for that sort of thing, right? You're listening
I want the truth. Yeah, I don't want innocent people to go to jail.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
When we come back, I'm going to ask you what you think the story was that bothered you the most.
You got it.
And then we'll do something about what inspired us. But that's what we want to hear from you as well. 888-340-3373.
Kevin McCullough. Every 2 seconds, a child becomes an orphan. 44,000 children become orphaned every single day. And every 90 seconds, an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Every 90 seconds. That's why the talk radio hosts Danny Johnson, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough are combining efforts along with Food for Orphans for 2012 and 2012. Our desire is to try to feed 2012 orphans in the calendar year of 2012. $92 will feed an orphan right now for the next entire year. That's 25 cents a meal. And friends, this is a specially designed diet. It has 17 vitamins and nutrients that are unique to orphans' malnourished states. Call now 1-888-340-3373 or jump online to 2012in2012.info. That's 2012in2012.info.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us, live from New York. And, Stephen likes to think of you as his buddy every day. He thinks of you listening right where you are right now.
Oh.
You're sitting there in your car, and you heard Stephen say, hey, buddy. and he was talking directly to you. It's kind of a in biblical terms, it'd be kind of an Elijah moment.
All right. I'm
Speak,
jumping
Lord,
in here.
Speak, Lord, for your servant listens.
I'm jumping in here.
Anyway, yes, Baldwin McCullough Live, online, baldwinmccullough.com.
And it's Stevie Baldwin P. McCullough because he's Kevin McCullough, and I'm Stephen Baldwin. And you know what? I've tried a lot of different products to make my teeth more fabulous. I drink a lot of coffee and, you know, eat this, eat that. Stains your teeth a lot of the time. And I don't like those whitening strips because the trays, you know, I have tooth sensitivity and it just gets weird. And they take like an hour to work. So here is the solution to yellow stained teeth. It's called Power Swabs, and it's the only whitening system that uses a tooth detergent to remove the stains off your teeth so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. For real, gang. Hear me when I tell you this. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and coffee and tea and smoking stains start to disappear. And unlike those normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns. So try Power Swabs risk-free by calling 800-867-2176. That's 800-867-2176. Clinically proven to whiten teeth in less than 5 minutes. Call today and learn how you can save 50% off the retail price by calling 800-867-2176. 1-800-867-2176 for Power Swabs. They're awesome. I use them. Kevin uses them, and they work.
I do. The phone number that we want you to talk to us with tonight is 888-340-3373. Just before the break, Stephen asked me the story that bothered me the most. Victor in New York, hold on, we're coming to you next. But, Stephen, I wanted to find out the story that bothered you the most in 2012.
For me, the story that bothered me the most is this most recent Newtown, Connecticut situation. This young man that went into the elementary school and took the lives of 28 innocent people and 20 of them being kids.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of bad stuff that happens, you know, every day throughout the year, this, that, the other thing. But just, you know, obviously you and I are men of faith and we trust in God. And I believe that all those folks are going to be on the right side of the equation in the afterlife. And it's just unfortunate when children come into the equation.
Sure.
That's the thing that really has probably jarred me personally.
That's what made it so much more shocking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Victor, New York, hold on. I told you we'd get to you, but we're going to have to do it right after this break. Start of hour two. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.